I allow other people to do things because they feel more comfortable. So, you know, being a photographer, I have to bring pictures to carry me through. So, it started way back in the 50s when I was baptized downstairs before the upstairs was even in place. And when they talk about stewardship, and I was thinking about it, and it's giving back, because I was raised in this church, and the church means a lot to me. So, I had the opportunity on June 17, 1960, to go to Worcester, Massachusetts, and be blessed by it. And it was an uproar because it was Western Massachusetts, and we made the newspaper. There was people from Hartford. So as an ACYOA member, ACYOA member, and you'll see Dina in there, you'll see Melanie in there, you'll see Andrea in there, you'll see Charlie Shushan, You'll see how big, and Alan Matarosian. I don't think Richard would have been
there. No, Richard was too young.
Yes, but this is Asha right here, there behind me. And Saucy. Ada, his brother, is over here.
Saucy's in there too.
So, the very important part is that my parents, as people had said in the past, Richard, that your parents told you you were to go to church. We went to church every Sunday. And after church, the stores weren't open, businesses weren't open, we went to the grandparents' house. That's the way we were brought up. And then another picture of Sunday school back in the 60s.
Yep. Seminary.
Yes, and if you don't notice, that's Melanie.
Yeah.
You did
it. Perfect seminary.
That's before the top was built. So we went to another place for Sunday school. And then being very proud, here is, and this I was very, very proud of, making it all the way through. Here's my graduation certificate from the bishop, signed by the priest, that I had made it through Sunday school. 12 years of Sunday school. Der Horsorf was with us for 25 years. He came here in 1967. And he was part of our family. We were part of his family. The church wasn't really considered a church. It was considered a family. The church bought him a 1967 Ford Falcon with what we call three on the tree, which is standard on the shifter. And he saw in myself and my twin brother to be altar servers. And during snowstorms, every week, he would pick us up. And my mother would say, but dead-eyed, you know, you could get into an accident. And he would say, God is looking over. And he protected us. So after Der Horsorf, Der Yeprem took it on. And Der Yeprem actually did recordings, and we would listen to the recordings so that we were on the altar. We could say it in Armenian, even though we couldn't read it. I was parish council chairman for 6 years. Why? Because this is my family. This has always been my family. And in 1978, when my father passed away, Eris the Darian and Richard's father came up to me and said, don't you ever worry. You'll have a father, because we will always be there. And they were. I could pick up the phone and ask them questions, and they would always come through. When my mother was around, she was part of the group that when the newcomers, Robert and all them came, she would do whatever it took to get them jobs, housing. Because that is being a steward, giving back. I got married to my lovely wife, Roseanne, in this church. And all I have to say is that our dead hides have always been there for me in good times and in bad. Whenever there was a problem with my mother, Der Gomidas, I'd make a call and say, Der Gomidas, I just want to let you know my mom's going in the hospital. And he says, what is it? And I would tell him. 1 o'clock in the morning, he would show up at the hospital and stay with me until 5, 6 in the morning. Sorry for getting emotional. Our church is not just a church. It's our family. I've grown up with the people in this church. They have supported me. It's not just meeting them on Sundays. It's knowing that I can pick up the phone and call them at any time. And that's what stewardship is all about, is growing up in the church and then giving back. Doing what other people have done for you, do it for them. And that, I don't have time. I'm too busy. Because when it's all over with, all you have is family and church. And I just want to thank the opportunity for coming up here. And I'm sorry for getting emotional, but when I talk about my family, it does. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.